مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing about the month of Muharram was discussed last week. Today, we're going to focus on Ashura, the fast surrounding Ashura, as well as all of this gifting. Is it permissible? Where do we stop? Is it just spending? All of this will be discussed in today's lesson, in our lesson, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 4th of Muharram, 1446. The 4th of Muharram, 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 11th of July, 2024. The 11th of July, 2024. So Mufti Saab will be joining us now. Remember, Muharram is from the sacred months, Minha Arba'atun Hurum, that is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 36. And inshallah, our discussion today is going to be on Ashura. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as an introduction, what is the status of Muharram?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, when you go to Spain or you go to Portugal, so you will see one thing there. Alhamdulillah, we went to these countries. You will see so many words. They start with, you must remember, A-L, A-L. So, for example, I'll just give you one. Al-Qantara, you see. So, Qantara Bridge, you see. So, this type of things. So, you must remember any word in Spanish or in Portuguese, if it starts with A-L, then you will see 90%, 80% of the time it's an Arabic word. So, you must remember, now we need to know, what do you call a calendar in Arabic? At-Taqweem, you see. At-Taqweem ul-Hijri. So, you must remember these type of things. And you will see they use the word Al-Manak. So, Al-Manak also, you must remember, is a calendar. So, you must remember. In Afrikaans also, I think you call it Al-Manak. So, if you can just check it up and so forth. So, the point we must remember is this, that in English, we call it calendar. So, now, if you want to appreciate Islam, then you have to go always to Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and Sirat of the Khulafai Rashideen. So Quran Sharif spoke of the Islamic calendar in chapter 9, verse 36. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. That the amount of months, remember, by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, you must remember, 12 lunar months. So our Islamic calendar started from time immemorial, the day Allah created the universe. And minha arba'atun hurum, from therefore are sacred months. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Thalathun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So already it started that time, right? Then when we come, you must remember, to the practical implementation. So it was in the 16th year, 16, during the time and reign of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And this in our technical jargon is called Awaliyate Umar. Awaliyate Umar means the reforms that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu brought during his khilafat of more than 10 years. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is that personality. What he said on the Farsh, Allah would send from the Arsh. What he said on the land and sand, Allah would send from the skies. Hadith Bufa Bukhari Sharif, Wafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath. Three places I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why we don't do this? Why? Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse like that. Allama Suyuti mentioned over 20 places in Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran and so forth. So we should know, Inna Allah yantariqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Allah Jalla wa la let the truth flow from the heart and the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. So these are his manaqib and his virtues. So Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu, he is there in Yemen. And he tells him, to Sayyidina Umar writes a letter, we're getting confused, we don't know which letter came first, which one came second. Arrikh lana ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then give us tariq, we need a calendar every day. So he said, it makes a lot of sense. So a big mashura held in Medina Munawwara. Somebody said, start with the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody said, Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The birth Mubarak, the demise Mubarak. So that wasn't accepted. So then they said, Sayyidina Ali said, let's start with the Hijrah. Hijrah is that distinction that where it made, we were oppressed in Makkah, and now, yeah, we got our freedom, we got our independent state, we got our Sharia, we got our deen, we got everything, yeah. So remember, it was the distinction, and Quran makes ishara to it. La masjidun ussisa la taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu fi. See, awwali yawmin. So the first day when you came here to Medina and you built Masjid Quba, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so this you call the lataif al-tafsir, the jewels and the pearls of the noble Quran. But very few people really will go into all this. Today we just read, mashallah, you understand? And then we just kiss the Quran and finish, understood? Quran Sharif, you get thawab, but the Quran is revealed for a greater purpose. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi. You must make the dabbur, tafakkur in it, wonder, ponder, and reflect in it, and so forth. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And the people of intelligence must accept the nasiha and advice. Surah 9, verse number 108, where all Almighty Allah speaks about it, مَنْ مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِي. See, so like that you will find so many places. Then, okay, we'll start from the hijrah. But Mustafa Rasulullah's hijrah took place in Rabiul Awwal. The Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, Rabiul Awwal. The demise Mubarak, also Rabiul Awwal. And we say demise Mubarak, why? Hayati wa mamati khairul lakum. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my life also and my demise also is better for you. So therefore, both places we say Mubarak. And you must remember the Hijrah also took place in Rabiul Awwal. Now how will we start? Okay, Hijrah we will start, but how? Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu said, see, people go for Hajj and then they come back. Zulqadah, they go for Hajj. Zulhijjah, they perform Hajj. Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajjis are coming back. It's not nowadays you jump in the plane in 12, 15, 20, 24 hours you're there. So they had to go by donkey, they go by horse, they go by camel, they go walking, all that. So all that. So Muharram was, so the Hajj finished, so now it means the new year starts, you see. So that's our Muharram. So that is what you call Ijma. You must remember that. So from that time onwards, the 16th year, the 16th year is a magnificent year for us as Muslims, you must remember, after Hijrah AH. And if you go Gregorian calendar, so it is, you must remember. You, Suleiman, you got that converter there that you sent it to me. Put there 16 AH and see that what it says. That 16 AH, you must remember, it writes there Gregorian calendar 636 or 637. So just check that up there. And Molana, you checked up Almanac. What it says?
Gee, it does say Tafal Almanac.
Huh?
Tafal Almanac. Tafal Almanac. T-A-F-E-L-A-L.
Tafel.
No. T-A-F-E-L-A-L. Manak.
Yeah, so it's Tafel. Tafel Almanak. A table calendar. T-A-F-E-L.
And A-L again.
Yeah, A-L is Almanak. That A-L is part of Almanak. So there's it there. Tafel Almanak is Afrikaans word. On the table, you place a calendar. You see that? So in Afrikaans also, they brought Almanak. You got it? So you must remember this type of thing. Tafel is table. So like that. You must. So you see, when you study languages and linguistics and so forth, you must remember that it's tafel al-manak. The calendar of the table. Calendar table. Like how today, how you got here on your table here? You got this, what you call this here?
Calendar.
Not
table calendar.
Not table. This is a special name, this. So you must remember that this you call some. So you must remember that they got special names for this thing where you put on the desk and all. Desk calendar. You see, desktop calendar. That's the name. Desktop calendar. You see? So that's the name. So that time they used to have Tafel Almanac, like that. So that is how we must understand the history of this and how our Islamic calendar came into existence. So that is how you must get it in this type of things there. So that was happened in 16th year of the Hijrah. Now we got the calendar, and from that time now, from time immemorial, but practical implementation in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. You see? So that is how you must remember. And if you go look, Almanac. So if you go and look, you will see in the Dutch language and all that. When I went that side to these countries, so they tell me, "Ye praat baie mooi, you know how to speak all this kind of thing." So our broken Afrikaans is that we were very good Afrikaans, but no practice, you know. So afterwards you forget and all that. So they see, but you can praat Afrikaans and all these kind of things, you see. So like Dutch language and this language and all. So that is the story there. So now you come to Muharram. So these months here, they were already designated and given names in those days already. Not in Islam after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The names were given already. So you must remember that. So Muharram, now the Nusus came, the divine text came, the prophetic text came. And then for us, for our purpose, is two hadiths we must know. This morning I gave it in the masjid there, so in Masjid Muhajirin Ansar. I told them, "I'm leaving for Durban today, I'll see you all next week Thursday, inshallah." So today, Thursday, I'll see you all next week Thursday. So before I leave, let me give you all two ahadiths. So this is what we must learn now. For our purpose, this is what we must learn. Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, in his Jami'u Tirmidhi, Allama Munziri, rahimahullah, in his book At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. So these are the great, great scholars of hadith. So what they did, they brought two separate chapters. One chapter on Sawm-e Muharram, the fasting of the month of Muharram. So the whole month of Muharram. And second chapter, they brought Sawm-e Ashura. You see that? So that is particularly specific for Ashura. So people confuse the two. And both are sahih hadiths. In Muslim Sharif is mentioned Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu and Tirmidhi, various compilations got it also. Afdalu siyam ba'da siyami Ramadan shahrullah al-Muharram. The best fast, you must remember, for the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, which is compulsory, mandatory, is shahrullah. Shahrullah al-idafa li-tashrif. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, elevating the month. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't speak regarding Sharia from his own whims and his desires. Surah 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. So he, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you must remember that what he did, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you must remember, speak of his from wahi and the revelation that is sent to him. So from Allah Ta'ala via Jibreel on the Mubarak heart of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? So Nabi Alayhi Salaam says that the best month to keep fast, you understood, is the month of Muharram, after the compulsory fast of, you must remember, Ramadan. So now that we should be asking ourselves, today is already 4th of Muharram, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, it is the 5th, you must remember, Muharram. How many fasts have we kept? That's a question we should be asking. Then you get three categories of people. One is children, so they must fast, mashallah, encourage them. One is me and you, adults. So those of us who are up to date from the time we became baligh and mature, so now you keep the fast every day, every second day, third day, alhamdulillah. And those of us who got qada, so keep the qada fast first. And then Ashura time, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday for South Africa, or Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, Monday, Tuesday, because Tuesday is Ashura there. So you must remember that in a case like that, what we should do, so we must keep Qadha fast first, and then Ashura time come, you keep that two fast with the intention of Ashura, you see. So that is how we must do it. Then that is the virtue of Muharram fast. Then what is the virtue of Ashura fast? Yukaffiru sanat al-madiya. So that is the words in Sahih Muslim. You open Tirmidhi, you open Ibn Majah, all that. That ahtasibu alallah ay yukaffira sanat al-lati qablaha. I expect and I hope Almighty Allah to erase and expunge the sins of the past year. So the sagai, the minor sins get forgiven. So Allah Jalla Wala wants we must become successful. But today's human being, they're not interested, majority of them. 8 billion people on the face of the earth, 7 billion say we're not interested. Non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, atheists, and what and what and all that you must remember. So who is to blame? So they can't come blame anybody else. They must blame themselves. Therefore, Quran tells us, Surah 66, verse 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru. The only place in the Quran Allah addresses them. For Allah Ta'ala, for me and you, 89 times, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. For them, one place, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, no excuses entertained. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be punished forever. Finish. End of the story. You see? So therefore, that we already propagated the message to them, they don't accept it, so then they must start with it, you must remember. They can't be blaming us and so forth and all that. So today people like to blame somebody else, you know, for their own folly and so forth and so on. So that is what Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, and I told you about the Islamic calendar and so forth. Now, what is the 16th year of the Hijrah, 1-6, when you convert it to Gregorian calendar, what it comes? 636, 637? 630. You sure? So you must remember, Suleiman is still looking after it. So anyway, this type of things here, yeah, so we must learn all these things properly. So when we speak Allah Basiratin. So we speak what we know with 100% proof and evidence and so forth. Yeah, it depends now. Some books, they write 636 or 637. So what happens is, you know, many a time, I give you example for us in our lifetime. 2006, we perform Hajj. So we perform Hajj in January and you perform Hajj in December. So if you look at it, it's 2 Hajj in 1 year. So how can that happen? You must remember that. So Islamically, it's with 1 year, but Gregorian calendar, it will be 2 years. You understand what I'm saying? Because our calendar Islamically is 355 days, 356 days. And that one is 365 days. You see, there's 10 days difference normally. So therefore it happens. So some books they'll write 636 and some they'll write 637. So you must remember these things there. So therefore, so both you must remember is acceptable. There's no problem with that. I just wanted to verify it and so forth. So the point is, so similarly, we must remember that Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, was conquered in 636, 637, during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu again. When he came and Sahaba all in Tabi'een over there shouted Allahu Akbar and all that happened. So all these issues we must know. Now what we need to do is this, that in this half an hour that's left, or maybe we take a break and then we can do that. So we need to highlight the events that took place in Muharram, some of the important events, and then we need to highlight, you must remember, the misconceptions and the Shia propaganda. And then we need to speak about Man Qatal al Hussein, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So you see, these are the important issues. Our aim must be Tashihul Aqa'id, you must remember. I just give you one story. Inshallah, tonight I'll speak about it in detail, you understood. The Battle of Khaybar, every Muslim should study it, you must remember that. In the 7th year of the Hijrah, and you must remember it was in Muharram. what incidents took place. If you ask the Muslim today, how many jutlas were dispatched to hell? 90% don't know whether they're coming or going. You must remember that. So 92, 93 jutlas were dispatched to hell. How many sahaba were martyred? 15 sahaba. One incident, qissatun ajiba wa ghariba, took place there. You understood? One person, he was aswad, dark in complexion. And he was ra'i al-ghanam. He was, you must remember, shepherd of the goat and sheep and all that. So now he saw Nabi alayhi salatu salam, all that, the nur and the akhlaq and all that. He came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, me, I'm a simple person. Me, I want to, you understand, embrace Islam. But one worry I got, I'm the person, the shepherd, in charge of this. What must I do? So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that you just blow, and then inshallah they'll go back to the Malik. So he took the sand and he blew and all that, and they started going that direction. So he already saw that. He said, that's 100%. So he embraced Islam. Understood. After he embraced Islam, he fought. And lo and behold, one arrow or stone or whatever you came, and he got martyred. Now listen. This person, ma swalla salatan, wala sama somsoman, wala tasaddaqa sadaqatan. He never read one salat in his life. He never kept one fast in his life. He never gave physical charity, money or whatever you. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is Jannah already, like, you know. So now sahaba wondering, imagine this person here, you understood. Then Nabi alayhi salam went nearer and then turned his face, countenance Mubarak, away. Sahaba said, why are you turning your face Mubarak, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Hurayin are there with him and they giving him everything else, you must remember. See, so that all happened in Battle of Khaybar. So today's Muslim, 90%, 95%, these kind of things, you don't understand. What is, we must know what's happening in Wimbledon. We must know what's happening in soccer. We must know what's happening in cricket. We must know what's happening in the movies. We must know what's happening in the entertainment. So this kuffar found that weakness in us. And then they made that important, and the media, well then, the Western kuffar, and the Muslim media also majority. You go to the Arab countries and all that. Go see. They're not interested in this, to present the Islamic things that happen. They will tell you about all these type of things. I sent out today, it's on my status also, that there's a Saudi journalist. He say, me, I'll be positive. And we will have peace. Saudi Arabia will recognize, you must remember, Israel. Because MBS must recognize them before 2030. Because we want 2030. See? You call people like a Muslim, you must remember that. I call them pakka murtads, ghaddar, traitors to Islam and this type of thing. Chalo, I give you one story. You understood? What is ghira? Ghira, our self-respect. You know how much we think. I met one Molisab now at a barber. So this type of thing. So I was asking him a few questions. He's much younger than me. So this type of things and all that, you know. So he told me one, two nice incidents of Darul Zakariya. He studied them. When they just started and all that, you know. So anyway, cut long story short. So when we went Karachi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, he still the founder, the madrasa was founded in 54. Hazrat bin Nuri passed away in 77. So Hazrat bin Nuri was invited, you know, to conference. He invited him many times, Arab countries, you know. So one of these doktora, you know, PhD. So he's giving a talk and this type of things. So he said, what's this Abu Bakr and Umar and Usman and Ali and all that? They had knowledge of that time there. Look at the knowledge we got. We got much more knowledge than them and theirs and all these type of things. We are the PhD, we are this. This is ghira, you see. So Hazrat bin Nuri told in front of the leaders of the Arabs, he said, Ayyuha Sadat, Ayyuha Al-Amir, Al-Jim Hadal Khabis, tell him to shut up. This khabis and shaitan talking nonsense here. Which Maulvi will speak like that? You see? So you must understand this type of things here. When you have that true iman, when you have that real jazbah, then you will speak the truth. You don't worry of anybody, you must remember. That's why Allah took such great work from him. 7th September, remember the Qadianis were made kafir, you must remember that. One day King Faisal invited the ulama. And this King Faisal passed away in 75. He was shaheed. In March it was. February, March. Just check it up there, King Faisal, when he passed. So that he became shaheed. I saw him in 74. He came there to the haram and all. So it was February, March he became shaheed. So anyway, and this type of things. So he invited. So Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah came and told him, Faisal, me, I want to speak to you. I didn't come here to eat. I came here only for this purpose, to speak to you directly. So he said, okay, speak. They said, see the Haram Sharif. You're allowing you the king, the ruler. You're allowing men and women to make tawaf, all bumping one another, touching one another. Why you don't do something about it? Look at your TV and all this type of thing. This was one blunder Faisal made. They told him the benefits of TV, a lot of educational benefit, does that. One way the movies are today, way it's gone to, you must remember. So this we're speaking about 70s, you must remember. Because Faisal passed away, what they got there, 75,
25th of March.
Yeah. So you must remember in March he was shaheed and this type of thing. So you must remember. So Hazrat Allama bin Nuri told him that. Look at your TV and what movies they're showing and all this stuff. So he said, I'll try my level best to put a stop to all these things here. And after that, he got martyred and all that. Everything finished, all the Maulanas, Mashayikh from the Arab countries, India, Pakistan, here, wherever, everybody making salam, does that. He told Allama bin Nuri, you stay behind. So that he stood. Then they were gone. He said, I wanted to see which alim could tell me and speak the truth and got ghira in him. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given you that. You see? So that is what's lacking today. We're not prepared to defend the deen. We're prepared to defend our country. We're prepared to defend our family. We're prepared to defend, you understand, our flag. And what? Who's prepared to defend the deen? That jazbah we must have. You must remember these things. Yeah. So inshallah, we go for a break now. And then I'll discuss the three things. Misconceptions of Muharram and Ashura and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and one, two of the major events that took place in Muharram. Tonight, inshallah, we'll discuss in detail. We'll be in Vellum, inshallah. 7:15 is the Isha Jamaat, and thereafter there'll be Qirat by Qari Naim, inshallah, and thereafter Maulana, inshallah, that Mahmoud Ishaq will render Naat Sharif and Nazam and what have you, and then we'll speak. 9 o'clock, we'll finish up, and thereafter more Salim Kareem's program, inshallah. So you must, that is what you must prepare for tonight, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll be there in Glennon Road Sufi Masjid, inshallah, for Jummah. Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah make it easy.
Ameen, ameen. Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah, we return to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. So alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing, inshallah, the misconceptions of Muharram. The misconceptions of Muharram. Should you have any questions also, you can send us a message, 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country, +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab, with regards to the misconceptions of Muharram, what are they?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that Muharram, I told you, and the other 3 months, so 4 months total, were already sacred, holy, the day Allah Ta'ala created the universe, Surah 9, verse 36. Ashura was important from time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and even before Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time. If you study Musnad Ahmad, you will find one hadith there. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the noble Quran about Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's nami ismi grami, his honorable name, is mentioned 43 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to him, to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And remember, in English they say Noah and the Ark. We say Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and the Safina. So see, I'm reading one verse for you. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, verse 44. Right? Chapter 11, verse 44. And what you see? Wastawat al-Judi. Now the deluge, the floods, the rain, you see, like Cape Town, that today so many schools are closed and what all devastation. So you must remember, yeah, the floods carried on for 40 days and what have you. So then it stopped now. You must remember. So the Safina, it stopped at Judi. So this is chapter 11 and verse 44. Chapter 11, verse 44. What is Judi? Is the mountain. So next to it, it stopped. Like, you know, like Cape Town, you got the ocean, then you got the mountain, like the Table Mountain and all. So you must remember that. So I'm just giving a simple example now. So you must remember that happened on 10th Muharram. So already it became important from that time, from Noah's time, Nabi Noah alayhi salam's time. It got further entrenched in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So you open every hadith kitab almost, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, and so many others, you understood. Hada yawmun azim, anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma, wa aghraqa fir'auna wa qawma, fasamahu Musa shukran lillah. So Mustafa, so Nabi Musa alayhi salam kept that fast. So you must remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam said, "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Musa minkum." We are more deserving. You corrupted the message and the book of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah, and even the teaching you corrupted and so forth. So we are following the true teaching and so. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah used to keep one fast. And then in Madinah Munawwara, when he saw the Jews fasting, then he said, "Sumu at-tasiya wal-ashir," fast the 9th and 10th and so forth. And Khaliful Yahud also comes and so forth. So there are three maslas there. If a person next week Wednesday keeps fast, only Wednesday, the day of Ashura in South Africa, or on Tuesday only in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, we will say he'll get the reward, but it's makruh tanzihi. It is undesirable, you understand? Something not good and so forth. But he'll still get the reward. Best is to keep 2 days fast. Therefore, this hadith also open Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and that 9th and 10th. And if you go to Musnad Ahmad, you will find one riwayat, Sumu yawman qablahu wa ba'dahu. So in English, you say good, better, best. So you keep 1 day fast, good, but makruh. And you keep 2 days, is better. You'll get maximum, good reward. And you'll get the what? Super maximum, excellent, excellent reward. You keep all 3 days. So my advice to people will be, keep in South Africa, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You see? So if you want to keep 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all are better, like that. So, and if you want to keep 2 days, you keep Tuesday, Wednesday. Or you keep Wednesday, Thursday. So, but remember that most countries, Ashura will be when? On Tuesday. And South Africa and Southern Africa, it will be Wednesday. So we should know all these facts also. So that is what we say, and we gave you all the dalail and proof and evidence and so forth. The kuffar, she has twist and turn the whole thing upside down. They say that Ashura got no virtue in that sense. All the virtue came because of Sayyidu Shuhada. For them, Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So we reject it. We say Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim and is Sahih hadith. So that is what I mean by Tashihul Aqa'id. We have to rectify our belief structures. You understood? So many, you see the Jutlas, they started this. Nowadays, Shias and Jutlas are all same. Allama Nobakhti Rahimahullah wrote, you must remember there in Rijalul Kashi, that the Muassis and the founding fathers and all that of Shiaism was a Jew. So you must remember that. In your own kitab, you can read it. So therefore, we say you take a 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin and turn it around. One side Jutla and one side Shia is the same thing. You must remember that. So one is the father, mother, one is the branch and the child, like you say, illegitimate child. So that is how you should understand it. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, everything this happened. So go open A'yanu Shia. I made 40-50 pages, photocopies, you understood. And now when I go to all these venues, I'll give the ulama. I hope they read it. So in there he write, we are the ones, you see, we are the ones who killed and martyred Sayyidina Hussein. And then we put the blame on the Sunnis. Is that in A'yanu Shia? So you must remember that. Clearly it's written. I gave you the page also. Sure. Right? Yeah. Go read it. See it there. If you got it here, you can read it yourself. And you must remember, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed them. Wada'a ala shi'ati. Sheikh Mufid writes in Irshad. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, son, I gave you so many times this. Hazrat Zainul Abidin told them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah. Go open the book, Imam Zainul Abidin, printed by Muassasa al-Balagh. I have it. You gave it to me, Shias, you gave it to me. And go open Istibsar, you will find. Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved mother is Fatima al-Kubra. And daughter is Fatima al-Sughra. They are eyewitnesses to the massacre and to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein of their beloved father. And she told them that you killed my grandfather and killed my father. They admitted and they read poetry. قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاهِ. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made in India. So what bigger dalil now you want than that? No, understood? So now to look for a convenient scapegoat, now they'll blame this one, this one, this one, and all different things. So these are the things we as Sunnis, how many Sunni Maulvis will give the Shia narrative? You understood? It's like 9/11. You understood? So this time, just example I'm giving, obviously, no real tashbih. But 9/11, the Jutlas themselves did it, the Americans themselves did it, and all that, but they blame the Muslims and so forth. So yeah, also these Kufar, Shias, they did it, but they blame the Sunnis and so forth. And we like idiots and fools, we go and promote in Muharram and Ashura the narrative of the Shias. So who's a fool? You must remember that. Sufaha in Arabic, you say, you know. You know the Quran says about Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. The word sufaha, you understand? Sayakulu sufaha umin annas. The fools will say this, the beginning of the second Jews. And Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam spoke about it also. Ya Allah, these are fools in our midst. Don't punish us because of them, you know. So, ya Allah, see the word is there in the Quran. So you must remember that that's what we are doing today. We are promoting, as inadvertently, that much I accept, you are doing it unintentionally, but the fact remains is being done, that you are promoting the Shia school. You must remember this, their narrative and their story, that about who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So that is very, very serious. We must remember this. So we must be very clear. The murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu were the Shia themselves. And they are responsible for this, not we, the Sunnis and so forth. So, and therefore, we must show the true facts and so forth and not confuse the issues further and all that. So today, that's what we are doing. We're confusing the issues. أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَأَلَى السُّفَاءُ مِنَّا. Ya Allah, are you going to punish us because of what the fools and the idiots amongst us did? Nabi Musa alayhi salam is saying. You see? Surah number 7, Surah A'raf, verse 155. So today is like that same thing, that our fools are giving the Shia story and giving it to the Sunni audience. So what are you doing? You must remember that. So that is a big, big, a terrible mistake. We must remember that. We must give the correct story, not that al-haq. I told you 100 times and so many times. They asked Imam Shafi, Rahimullah, Imam Malik is your teacher. He said, of course he's my sheikh, he's my teacher. He said, you love him? Of course I love him. You understood? Then he said, but how come you wrote book and you got so much ikhtilaf with your teacher? He said, I love my teacher, but I love the truth even more. You say, well, haqwa haqwa yuttaba, and the truth must be followed. So, Imam Malik never felt upset. They loved it, you must remember. When you are a true scholar and your student differs with you on dalail, so you will appreciate him even more. You must remember that. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, how many times he made rujoo and he came back and he said, yes, what my students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, are saying is correct. I withdraw my first verdict and I now go with their verdict also. So many places you find like that. So we must understand the real tafaqquh and what it means to understand fiqh and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, just in this last few minutes, there's a misconception also that people are saying we must give gifts to family members and they're making all these posters. And is this permissible?
So remember that I told you all for Ashura three things we must do. One is Siyam. So you fast on the 9th and 10th, you fast on the 10th and 11th, or 9th and 11th, you understood? So all that you've got proof for. Second one is you must make sincere tawbah. So Tuesday night, Wednesday, we must make sincere tawbah. Taballahu fihi ala qawm wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akharin. Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah of Bani Israel, the Israelites, and in time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah will accept the tawbah of other nations and generations and so forth. Hadith in Tirmidhi. And third one, the hadith is weak, but we accept it in Fada'il. Man wassa'a ala iyalihi wa ma'ashura wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanati sa'anat. So Allah Ta'ala will increase your risk and so forth. So that is the father spends on his children, husband on his wife, like that, grandfather with grandchildren, like that. So it's got nothing to do really with gifts and all that. But if now I give you a gift today, I give you a gift on Ashura and so forth, so what you will say is not permissible. It's permissible, but you won't say it's sunnah. That is what we must understand. You understood? So people, you must say, tahaddu tahabu, fa innal hadiyata tuthibu dhagain. So give gift to one another any time of the year. So it will generate mutual love. You understand? I gave this book to you today. I didn't give a book, I'm just giving an example. So to you, Mawza'id. You understand? So the love will grow. And sometime maybe there's misunderstanding, husband, wife, parents, and just then colleagues or whatever. For innal hadiyata tuzibu dhagain. It removes the malice, rancor, hatred, misunderstanding, all that. So it's very good to do that. There's no problem. But you see, the problem today is this. That our business, the corporate world came in. The business world came in. They found a niche market. What is a niche market? How can we use Muharram? How can we use Ashura and make money out of it? That is what happened. You understood? So this. So these are the people, they're not yu'minuna bil ghaib. They got nothing to do with that. We want to defend Islam or promote Islam. Is using Islam for their own pockets. You know what I'm saying? Is yu'minuna bil ghaib. Sorry, yu'minuna bil jayb. Yu'minuna bil ghaib, you must believe in the unseen. Yu'minuna bil jayb, use Islam to fill your own pockets. All your halal logos and that not worth the paper on which is written, you come and tell me they're halal. And all this kind of thing. Every second week, third week, with there's pork here, and there's this here, and one has got a halal certificate and all. Next to the pork is halal, and what then, what is going on? So other day, somebody from Cape Town, he sent to me something. You understood? I sent it there to them. I said, look at this now. So you must remember. So you must remember this kind. Because today, everybody got cell phone. They see something, they got some haya, shame, modesty. They look at all these things. So how can we ever trust this halal organization? Not one I have confidence in. South Africa, Africa, the whole world, you must remember that. So one, the Sharia compliant. What is Sharia compliant? A money-making gimmick, you must remember that. Whether it's Grand Mufti, Mufti, Sheikhul Islam, whoever. I don't say their intention was not good. Their intention was good. But what is the result, you must remember? You have opened up the doors of riba. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, go open Bulughul Maram, go open Mishkat Mustad Ahmad. Kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. We used to abstain from riba, interest, and all those things that look like riba. Just look like it. From far, we used to just stay away from it. Now we open the door, the back door, for riba and all those things here. And now, how much money you made out of this? They all became millionaires in dollars. Not in rents. They became millionaires in dollars. So therefore, we have to call them scholars for dollars. So you know, it's the right term to use. And the hadith also says that. The hadith speaks of Abdul Dirham and Abdul Dinar. Go open Mishkat, you will find it there. You understood? So the slaves of Dirham and Dinar, the hadith is there in Mishkat. So it's not something you must feel upset about. And that is the truth. It's mentioned in hadith also like that. So since when all this? So the problem today, we use Islam to make money out of it, and the corporate world enjoyed this. And the jutlas, the haramis, enjoy it the most. Look at how we made these Muslims fools. We got the Islamic window. One day I went here to the Standard Bank, you know, yeah. The lady there, she doesn't even know. She looked at me how I'm dressed and that. Mr. Hussein, you know we got Sharia, Sharia. I understood what he's trying to say. I asked her, you know what is Sharia? She just kept quiet, you know, understood. So this type of things, yeah. So you see that they use our terminology to bamboozle and deceive our own people. You must remember this kind of. We got murabaha and we got das and we got das. Who's for you? We got mudaraba and we got musharaka and all big, big terms. You go ask these people, they don't know left, right and center what's going on. These people working in the bank and all these type of things. So therefore, we mustn't get fooled with this. This is yu'minuna bil ghaib. That is the criteria, not yu'minuna bil jayb. So the same thing happened now in Ashura, that the Muslim businessman or Muslim businesswoman, call whatever you want, they found that niche market. Say, ye to ek moka hai, hum khub paisa bana le. You understand? So they say, Ashura gift, Ashura does this. There, some of them will put sunnat gift also. I mean, that's 100% wrong. You must remember these kind of things. So therefore, we should not get deceived by these things.
Mufti Sahib, just last question. Many people are confused also, which is the day, the time we're supposed to go shopping or buy.
There's no shopping and all that. You don't have to do shopping and all that. So shopping you do any day. You do shopping today, tomorrow, any day. So you, the wife, you must cook nice meal and all that and feed your husband and children in South Africa Tuesday night. Understood? So because why? That is Laylatul Ashura. So you must remember that. If you're speaking about eating, then it's, and you don't have to go to restaurant and all that. In your house you must do. So now I'm practicing on Sharia Islam and go to restaurant and miss your namaz. And what is that now? You must remember this. So you see, everywhere is, and it's a gift you want to give your wife, your children, you give Tuesday night, you give Wednesday, no problem. If it's in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, then it is Monday night or Tuesday. You must remember. Like that. So simple. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.